Sorry. Oh yeah, I'm recording. Yeah, I'm recording. I am.
All right, so we are at Armstrong Road.
Armstrong
Road. There's a light right there.
There it is.
You see it?
That's another crossing.
Right. Shut up, motherfucker. That's a ghost.
Epic.
Oh yeah, when this, like, this point in the movie where they're basically, like, I'm paraphrasing, of course, like, where he's like, Qui-Gon Jinn's like, y'all go this way, we got this, me and Obi-Wan, we'll take care of this little problem right here. And that, from that movie on, that was the movie for me, because that was such an epic fight scene, like, best fight scene, I think, like, ever. And this was, like, the music behind the fight scene. And it was kind of interesting trying to pick out music for today's show because we're staying kind of spooky in the vein of Halloween, and being it's October, and also big thing happened Monday.
The big thing that it's October that also means December is closer, and everybody knows what comes.
And
happening.
Guess who has tickets?
Guess who?
Me and you. I don't know if Clint knows this, but he has a ticket, too. I don't know if he'll be able to go. We're going to get a bunch of emails from people wanting to go if he can't make it. Yeah. I want his ticket.
Hey, if he can't go, we might do a Kill Pop Culture contest.
Yeah.
Come to the movies with Kill Pop Culture.
I turned it down a little more. Is that okay? This song's kind of weird because it's, like, really loud, then it's, like, really, really quiet, and then it's loud. Oh, there, that's about right.
So
Mark pushing buttons and stuff.
That's right.
Oh, like, this show is so professional anyway. But no, seriously, man. The trailer came out, and we got to talk about it.
The non-teaser official trailer was released.
We have to take a break from chasing ghosts and three-legged ladies. We'll get to that in a minute. You may have heard that little... You may be confused by that little clip at the very beginning of the show, but that was, like, actually us out at Armstrong Road.
Right.
At the Haunted Railroad Tracks looking for the lantern.
Investigating.
But we'll get to that in a minute. We had an interesting night last night, and it was fun. It was good times. We were out with the Deep South Paranormal Society running around chasing ghosts.
Real good times.
But anyway, let's do this, man. Let's talk about Star Wars.
The biggest thing about the trailer that I must say is no one really knows what storyline they're following, and there's a lot of questions. It's like, who's the stormtrooper? Who's the girl? And I have a theory. I'm not going to release my theory just yet.
No, do it, because I'm going to release some theories, because here's the cool thing about this. Nobody has any freaking clue at this point. Everything's speculation, right. So nothing's a spoiler. You know what I mean? It's like... How could it be a spoiler when nobody really knows? All we get to do is speak.
If you're following the blogs at all, most everybody's saying that the girl is a Solo.
Rey
she
is yeah. I think
Hans
that's as universally as accepted as Jon Snow coming back next season Game of Thrones.
Exactly.
Like, it's just, it's not even like a question in our minds.
But that's
not saying it's impossible or whatever, but everybody's just kind of like, okay, she's their daughter.
Well, see, and there's where my theory differs. I don't follow that.
Oh, you don't think that? Okay.
No, I don't. And this is what I actually think. She's Luke's daughter.
Okay.
And here's what supports it. Notice in the teaser, he said, my father has it. My father before that has it. And your father has it.
And your mama has it. That would have been great if he had thrown it in there.
So, yeah. So that made it almost seem like Luke was her father. But I don't know. It's weird. I've also heard that J.J. Abrams has really kept a tight lid on everything. And
obviously.
Everybody is expecting another moment like Luke, I am your father moment. And he promises several of those in the line of these series. So,
well, it's funny you mention that, because before I bust wide open with all these fan theories that I've been looking up, and I've even got one of my own kind of... some of them are pretty like out there, like, ooh, whoa, like, some of them are plausible, some of them are like, ah, that makes sense, and then some of them are like, whoa, that's a little too far out there, man. But anyway, starting with her, yeah, a lot of people think that she's, I think she's their daughter. Could be wrong. Now, a lot of people think that Kylo Ren is actually Luke's son. Some people think Kylo Ren is Luke. Now, before you freak out, here's the evidence. We all know, and it was confirmed in this trailer, that Kylo Ren is a total fangirl for Vader. Like a huge, like collecting artifacts. He's using like the impractical, like 1,000-year-old ancient technology lightsaber that has that, you know, that hilt that would cut your face off. If you
right.
He's got the mask. He went and found the, you know, the burnt mask from, I guess, Endor. Is that where they burned him, right?
Where the Ewoks were.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Are they from Endor?
You know,
God.
I'm not so nervous.
I can hear
that I remember the name of that planet.
It's been a while for me too. I'm hearing keyboards type all over the United States. Well, actually, in about two or three places. But anyway,
you just pissed a lot of geeks off. But that's okay. That's why we're here.
I mean, come on, Ewoks are just baby Wookiees anyway, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Anyway. He's total fangirl for Vader. He said, "I'm gonna carry on where you left off," and all that stuff, and a lot of people think that the reason he's collecting all these Vader-related artifacts is because his end game is to clone Darth Vader. And a lot of people are like, oh, come on, that story had a very, you know, exclamation point on its final. It's a told story, his rise to power, his fall, his turn back, and then his death. But think about it. If they cloned in a world where cloning is completely normal and accepted, just... I mean, you got to know right. Some main character's going to get cloned at some point. I mean, it's the Clone Wars, Attack of the Clones. I mean, there's clones everywhere, so
why
we're going to have a big character get cloned at some point, in my opinion.
No doubt do I. I actually support, you know, kind of that theory. It just makes too much sense. The reason I support that is because if I was a director and a writer and I was held with the responsibility of continuing the Star Wars saga and to do it justice, I mean, I would be scared to death to do it without a Darth Vader.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, a cool thing about it, and again, I know a lot of the fans, and even me myself, I can kind of see the argument of, well, that story was complete. However, if they did bring a clone of Vader in, it would be a totally different Vader. I mean,
look at the title.
He wouldn't
though.
Be in the suit. He wouldn't need the respirators. He wouldn't
the
have
title
robot
itself
legs.
Should reveal something. The Force Awakens. Not the dark side awakens, but the Force Awakens. So that within itself does mean it's... I want to believe that it's going to be... You know, the last one was called The Return of the Jedi. The story before this, The Return, they're back. Now The Force Awakens. So I would like to see there's going to be more than just Luke Skywalker as a actual Jedi Knight. We know that Leia uses the Force, but she's not a Jedi, at least not at this point.
Well, now part of that is because it's been, and this is like actual fact, it's been 30 years in movie time, not just real time or whatever.
Right.
It's been 30 years since Jedi. And,
right.
You know, there was that scene where Solo was like, it's all true. All the rumors you've heard about Jedi and the Force and the dark side of the Force. Like, at this point, it's just like folklore. Like
yeah,
rumors.
And they established that in the trailers. Like, I've
so that's
stories.
Kind of part of his title, yeah. I think, is the Force is kind of reawakening, like, you know, because it's been kind of forgotten about a little bit. But going back to Clone Vader, like I was saying before, he would be a totally different dude. I mean, he would be like a dude. Like, he wouldn't have robot legs and a robot arm, and he wouldn't have a respirator or a mask at all. He would just be a dude. And,
right.
And the thing is, what if Kylo Ren did clone Vader, bring him back? And because a lot of Vader's life, he was a good guy.
Yeah.
What if he turned on Kylo Ren?
True.
That would be insane. It's like, I brought you back, my master. It's like, oh, yeah, well, I'm not into your – I don't want to be in your club. I want to be a good guy.
They should totally clone Darth Maul.
Well, okay, that's what I think. Like, again, I think there's going to be a major character at some point. Maybe not even in this movie, but at some point, some major character's going to... There's going to be a clone of either the Emperor, of Darth Vader, or maybe Darth Maul. And the reason I say Darth Maul is because I'm a fangirl for Darth Maul. I think he's awesome, and his story didn't really get told. I mean, he's way too cool of a character to just say, hey, look at this really cool dude, and oh, he's dead in one movie. You know, like... We didn't get a whole lot of his backstory. We didn't really get a whole lot, like, after or his training or, like, he just appeared. Like, hey, I look awesome, and I have an awesome dual saber, and I get cut in half. So, yeah, I'd like to see more of that story unfold. Somehow.
Right, because Darth Maul's story life was way too short.
Well, somebody pitched the idea one time, and forgive me, I don't watch the cartoon, but I think there's something like this in the cartoon. Somebody wanted Abrams to bring Darth Maul back, and like his lower half was like a spider, like a robot scorpion thing, like the Scorpion King meets Weird. Darth Maul. like basically, like he got cut in half, and then they put robot spider legs from the waist down, and he like sang "I'm half the man I used to be" by Stone Temple Pilots everywhere he went, I suppose. Anyway, other fan theories involve a lot of it revolves around an evil Luke, and if you read the books, which I haven't, but all my friends have, and they tell me everything that's happened in all the books, pretty much, but it's in normal Star Wars Jedi folklore, there is an evil Luke at some point.
Yeah.
Even Shadows of the Empire, or was it Dark Empire? I always get that wrong. The one that I'm always bragging about that's so awesome, that audiobook. I need to let you borrow that.
Yeah, I've been meaning to snag that from you, for sure.
I've got it here. It's a 2-CD, and it's really awesome. It's an audio. It's a full audio drama. It's an audio adaptation of a novel. But Luke turns to the dark side for a minute, and then he turns back. And one thing that supports that theory is they've released the official poster, and guess who ain't in it? Luke. And guess who ain't really... no new footage of Luke surfaced in this trailer.
Well, there is that
one scene where he touches, but that was in the that's been in like all the stuff.
Exactly,
that's nothing new. Which a lot of people, and I don't know why, but they were saying that you're not going to see Luke till probably like the third act of the movie or later.
Yeah.
So, if I think he's
hiding out like Yoda did. You know,
if that's true and it's leaning towards that, then that means there's going to be some kind of reveal, like maybe Kylo Ren's my kid, or something like that. But
there's
it's
definitely
going to
be that Luke, I'm your father moment. Somewhere.
Well, yeah, that's what
maybe
gonna,
even multiple.
That's what I was going to kind of get to. If Kylo Ren is Luke's kid, and they've already confirmed that Hamill has filmed scenes for Episode 8 already, like already filmed scenes. So maybe his story gets set up at the end of 7. And we really see the Luke stuff happen in 8. I don't know. But if Kylo Ren is his kid, you could totally have, like, if you had, like, a Luke versus Kylo Ren, it could be the reverse of the I'm your father thing. Like, but whose hand gets cut off? I don't know. Like, I guess he'd have to cut Kylo Ren's hand because that's like a rite of passage if you have Skywalker blood. Something has, one appendage has to be robotically enhanced.
All right, so for
and on a side note, I would want Wolverine claws in my Skywalker robot.
I mean, when you could create anything in the world.
Yeah, and in this world, why not have, or lightsaber Wolverine claws? Oh my God.
It'd be awesome. So for all of our fans that are not necessarily Star Wars followers, explain Luke's son theory to you. Who is that anyway? A lot of people don't even know.
What do you mean, Luke's son? Like,
what's his name, Kylo Ren?
Well, they think, well, there is a character named Kylo Ren. They think that's Luke's son.
Right, and they're thinking that's who is in the resurrecting Vader stuff, bringing the burnt mask out and saying, I will pick up where you started.
Right, I mean, he would, if it is him, he would have daddy issues, you know, or grandpappy issues, like grandpappy Vader. I want to find out more about him and, like, follow his ways. And then Luke would be like, no, you gotta be a good guy. And he's like, no, I'll fight you. And then, if that happened, couldn't Episode 9 be Return of the Jedi Part 2? Because it would be in reverse. It would be, you know, like the father-son thing all over again.
Interesting.
Did I go too far? Did I?
Well,
did
I think
nerd
we
out
definitely surpassed some of the
Return of the Jedi
theories out there. We kind of.
You could even have the Empire Strikes Back Part 2. This one, they should have called it A New Hope Part 2. Talk about nostalgia.
Yeah, and the fact that the majority of it takes place on Tatooine, so that's pretty cool, too.
And here was my personal little fan theory was about... I was watching, you know, he shows a lot more about Finn, and basically he's like a stormtrooper, or this is the way it appears, and he's
lost his way. So answer that question for me. So Finn is a stormtrooper, but he's not a clone.
No. Well, remember we talked about this earlier, and it was explained to me that later on they started recruiting people, and obviously trying to brainwash him because he said he's been taught one thing his whole life. And
right.
Evidently, there's some kind of, like, mind control, brainwashing, I don't know, conditioning that they go through is their training to be a stormtrooper. And he's, like, I guess, rebelling. And then even at the end of the trailer, it shows him holding a lightsaber. Like, he's going straight Jedi. But I'm thinking, what if he was actually a double agent? Ooh. Like, he's pretending to turn from the dark side or from the Empire. I don't know.
He has some pretty serious acting. I mean, when you look at his face, I mean, it looks like he's truly disturbed and torn between two worlds.
Right.
And he's like, I don't think what we're doing is right. I just had kind of a
what if moment when I saw him like power up against Kylo Ren at the end, and I was like, but what if he was a double agent? Like, like you try to get on the inside. But anyway, I think that's all the fan theories that I can remember.
That's all I can, you know, the fact that it's just a lot of questions is what's going to hype this movie up so much, and they really done everything right so far. The trailers have been perfect. The timing on them has been great, and I think that The Force Awakens is going to, I think it's going to be a hit in the box office. It's already busted records in pre-sales, which is unheard of. And I think when people leave the theater after watching The Force Awakens, they're going to be so ready for Part 8.
I know. I'm excited. The only way I bought our tickets the day after, well, on Tuesday. The trailer came out Monday during Monday Night Football, and then the next day I went ahead and bought tickets because I like if I wait a week. Because I was going to wait till this Wednesday, which will be today. Time travel's cool.
Cool. Yeah.
I was going to wait till today because I get paid today. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to have to put it on my credit card because if I wait a week and it sells out, I'm going to hate myself. And the only way we can watch it here so far, it's only available in 3D. So we're going to be watching it in 3D.
In 3D.
I'll have an aluminum Falcon in my lap.
Yeah.
Figuratively and literally.
And I'm going to be there sitting on top of the aluminum Falcon.
You know, we should make a night of it. Let's leave early and like go to Buffalo Wild Wings. Heck and yeah. Like, have, you know,
I'm totally dressing up as an Ewok. That's no kidding. I'm gonna definitely do that.
You might want to remove the head part while you're eating Buffalo Wild Wings because they
chicken wings.
You don't want like crusty barbecue sauce all over your outfit.
Let's go to a commercial.
We can also do like a podcast out of it, like.
Us
nerding out on the way up there, nerding out on the way home. And I might even like try to sneak like a little like a record like the very beginning. Ooh. When people start cheering. Not recording the movie, but like when it says a long time ago in a galaxy far away, whatever, everybody starts cheering.
Before the FBI starts to raid Mark's house, let's make this abundantly clear.
Too much. I'm not gonna film the screen.
No, we're not gonna do anything like that. But you know, it would be really cool.
I could just like put the microphone up to my mouth and just talk everybody through the whole movie and spoil the whole thing.
Well, you know, a quick little segment, you know, like they do on the talk shows, you know, maybe just and it would be strictly audio because this podcast is only audio, so.
The other fan theory that I forgot about was the original one where they say they're going to be the movie's going to start with Luke's hand from Empire holding the lightsaber and it's going to like fall to the into this planet and he's going to be looking for his lightsaber.
Oh.
I don't think that's what's going to happen.
I don't either.
I don't even know where that came from. But anyway, yeah. We need to go do a commercial and then we'll tell you about what we did last night with the ghosts and stuff.
Cool.
Oh. Pause and email us and tell us your fan theories.
Yes.
What do you think? Who do you think Kylo Ren is? Do you think that Ray is their kid.
What's up with Finn, too? Is he a recruit or a clone?
Is he a double, triple? Ooh, he could be a triple agent. He could be tricking the dark side into tricking them into thinking he's on the good side.
Could be.
He's on the bad side.
I need you to go to deadpixelmediaenterprise.com right now for all your audio, video, and photography needs. This is your one-stop shop for everything you need. All your audio can be recorded. You can shoot a video. They can take your pictures. They can do it all. This is where you need to be. This is where you need to go. Dead Pixel Media.
I wanted to set up a couple of these clips we're going to play because it might be kind of confusing for the listeners
to know what's going on.
Because I can't see what's going on. They're just listening. So let me kind of set up. Excuse me. We went out to the Three-Legged Lady Road. If you haven't heard of Three-Legged Lady, Google it.
It's Nash Road in Columbus.
It's very well-known, like, haunted thing. But one thing that's confusing about it is that there's so many different origin stories and what to do and how to do it. But the general idea is, for example, they said you would drive up to the old church and knock on the door.
Well, that church is no longer there.
But the church burned down. And you would drive down Three-Legged Lady Road and to the bridge, and the Three-Legged Lady would race you and try to push you off the road. Then there was another one that said that you honk the horn 3 times in the graveyard and then drive. And then there's one where you knock on the headstone. So, you know, we didn't really know, but the first clip you're going to hear is us in the graveyard walking around. And that graveyard is really freaky. And you'll hear me say it in the clip. Evidently, they had no clue how to bury people back then.
One thing that was creepy about...
Those were those most horrible... All the graves were sunk in.
Yeah, they were sunk in.
I doubt they even had coffins. They probably just... Back in those days... Because we looked at some of the cards, and it was... What year?
One was 1957.
Yeah, they didn't have proper headstones. They just had, like, cards. And some of them didn't have anything. It was just, like, a sunk-in spot that you knew was a grave because it was the right size. And what you're going to hear happen towards the end of this clip is probably the most freaky thing that's happened since we've been doing this whole month-long thing up until now. Thorne from Deep South Paranormal Society got a mag light and set it on top of the main headstone that's supposed to be the Three-Legged Lady's headstone. And I didn't even know he put it there. But we were walking around the graveyard and checking out the graves and stuff.
It had been sitting there for at least 10, 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah. And all of a sudden, boop, the light just comes on. And I was like, hey, what is that? And
I wasn't convinced. I still thought it was random. However, big however comma is Germ or Jeremy, either one, said, if you want us to leave, we'll leave. Yep. And boom, the light went off.
He said, if you want us to
leave. Oh, yeah, that's what he said.
He said, if you want us to leave, turn the light off. And it didn't fade out. It went like, yes, we want you to leave. And if y'all hear, like, in these recordings, you hear, like, hey, I'm spiking. They had, like, these little meters that pick up some kind of electrical disturbance stuff. Like, they would peak out. Like, they would go, like, from green to red. So if you hear somebody say, well, I'm peeking out over here, I'm getting a reading here. They were running those things, and we had a digital thermometer checking the temperature drops. And
as the skeptic here, I was watching these guys real closely. They were calibrating their electromagnetic devices the whole night. So at that point, we had already measured that there was no electromagnetic fields in that area, and then boom, out of nowhere, it just started spiking. So.
And after the maglite incident happened, Rob did, in fact, inspect the Twisteds.
I did inspect the
Twisteds. And he approved.
Let's roll that beautiful bean footage.
Is it on?
All right, I got an EVP recorder going out here at Three-Legged Lady Road. Look, we're...
It's a marble stone.
Can you grab one of those maglites?
Holy shit. Dude.
What does that say?
Antioch? Antioch.
What the hell?
Look. Step over to the side, Mark.
No, I see it.
No, step over to the side.
I want to take a picture.
She's taking a picture, too. Look at this shit. Right here on this.
Mine just stopped.
Mine did too.
Look at that. As soon as I pull it away, you see that, y'all? Look at that. Look at that. Is there anybody out here that would like to speak with us? If so, can you light this meter up?
Lighting mine up like a mother.
You would like to speak with us? There's a little
mine
red light.
Almost, it's on orange. It's almost a red.
94? All right.
And can you cut this light on for me?
Look, yours is lighting up too. Yours is lighting up too.
Is it?
Watch it.
Is there any out this way? There's some over here.
The only thing I see right here that looks like an ant bed is this thing.
That's hard to...
What does that mean, Antioch?
Well, see, it's not doing it steadily either. Damn, there's a sinkhole here. Is there a grave here? Yep. Jeremy, there's a grave right here too. It's unmarked, but there's a grave right here.
There's a grave right there in front of Mark. See the hump right there?
Yeah. But if you look right here, this is a sink in.
Really?
Mark.
There's a grave right here.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about. Jeremy. Mark.
They suck at burying people.
Look, shine your light right here.
This is a family plot.
See, look. They don't even have headstones on this shit.
Since 1952, that would have been.
They suck at burying people. Look out there at those dips out through there.
How you got the temperature gauge?
Holy shit.
Mark, you got the temperature gauge?
Let's see if it shows up in this picture, too.
I believe we disturbed.
Those lights.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
There are lights coming freaking by the way.
We're not here to
oh, shit.
Tell your story. If you have anything you would like
take a picture, Mark. Take a picture. It's crazy because we were out here and it was lighting up like crazy and now it's not doing anything.
So did we disturb you?
There's two green dots. I just pointed it out in the woods and took a picture.
Hey, guys, we got a light on the face.
Feel free to say what you need to say.
Did you expect a twist, Robbie? Did you expect a twist?
I did not expect a twist.
But you got to admit, that's kind of fucking weird.
Was that you? It was trying to communicate. If you would like us to leave, can you light this? Never mind. My meter's going off. You see that?
Yeah.
Blink once for yes and twice for no.
If you want us to leave, can you light this light up for me, please?
Can you light up all of them? Oh, okay.
You want us to go? All right, to confirm that answer, if you want us to leave, can you cut that off, please?
If you want to take it over, you closer.
Okay.
Oh! Are you filming this?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is we respect their wishes. If they want us to leave, we will leave.
Can you, one more thing, I know I'm asking a lot, but can you either light this up one more time or light this one of these meters up?
I'll put this one down.
Can you light one of these up for us?
And then we'll leave.
Okay. That's enough.
All right.
For me.
Good enough.
Hey, Clint. Do you need some embroidering done?
Actually, I do.
Well, let me tell you where you can go and get it.
Where's that?
Anarchy Design.
And how do I find them?
Just email them, anarchydesign69@gmail.com. They'll hook you up with all the custom work that you need for your latest project, your band, or just your everyday apparel.
And where can I get that again?
Email them at anarchydesign69@gmail.com. At anarchydesign69@gmail.com.
You know, being the skeptic of the group, I don't want to be the one to make this claim in this statement, but it came from the paranormal research team that we had to cop both of those places up as what they would call urban legends. And I have to agree because...
hang on a second. The Armstrong Road thing where you're supposed to see the lantern, we got nothing out there.
Nothing.
But now, what about the mag light turning on and turning off? I'm not going to say that we didn't get nothing there, because that was pretty weird.
Yeah, you know, but because it was still a little bit questionable, you can't definitively say that there was activity.
Well, I don't think you can definitively say anything about the paranormal. That's why it's what it is.
Maybe that's what keeps me skeptic, because I'm always constantly looking for that definitive proof. And this is coming from the paranormal team.
But if there was definitive proof, Robbie, then it wouldn't be it is.
Well, the reason that the paranormal team...
It's like if Bigfoot walked up in here and asked me for a sandwich and sat down and started eating, there would be no mystery or anything interesting about Bigfoot.
If I may speak...
Because he would be in my man cave eating a sandwich.
If I may speak for the paranormal team, the reason they...
Bigfoot is not in here eating a sandwich.
The reason that the paranormal team...
It's a bratwurst.
The reason that the paranormal team has copped this up as a urban legend is because they have been on expeditions where they've gotten what they consider definitive proof, and they didn't get it this outing. Who knows that we may go next week or next month
Friday.
To the same spot and catch a fish, with some paranormal lure. Paranormal lure. All right, you got lure, I got lure.
Paranormal lure. I don't know.
But it was still fun, and it was really cool. And when we got in the car and we get beginning to leave, they still feel that there's something in my car to this moment.
Well, they were saying that something was following us. And I was like, what do you mean? They're like, well, our meters are still going off. And they were like, well, y'all aren't allowed to follow us. And I'm like, really? Does that work? Like, if you just tell a ghost, like, you can't follow me,
okay,
the ghost is going to be like, okay, like, what are you going to do?
Are you guys
going to, like, ground me if I disobey you?
Are you looking to reach a wider audience? Are you looking to get your name out there? Are you looking to go to the next level with advertisement? Well, think no more. Advertise with us at Kill Pump Culture.
Just tell us a little bit about your business and leave the rest to us. We'll build you a state-of-the-art commercial to be played every episode.
We're only going to take on about one or two more sponsors, so be sure to grab these slots up before they're gone.
We have plans to fit any budget, and we can build a commercial for any type of business.
Email killpopculture69@gmail.com today.
All right, here on Armstrong Road, we're on that railroad tracks that's supposedly haunted. We did what they said, the legend said, to stop on the railroad tracks, which we have. We're parked on it. And honk your horn three times, and we've done that as well. A light did appear. It was supposed to be on the left side, but we see the light on the right side.
The light
it's another
is,
crossing.
Yeah, it's another crossing, because out here there's no crossing because this is a rural road.
Yeah.
Because we've been
trying
to push.
Now, what you're looking for isn't a... It's a lantern back and forth.
Exactly.
A back and forth lantern. You said it was going to be on the left side, so we're looking on the right side.
No, it's on this side.
On that side, okay. So.
All right, look, Robbie.
It's on this side.
Look, I'm documenting this too. We're getting closer to the power lines.
Yeah.
We are getting readings, but that's because of the power lines.
Yeah, and I can even hear a little bit of power buzz too.
Yeah. All right, so.
Slightly.
When you get away from it, you see it goes dim.
Yeah.
All right.
Just, you only got to do it once, Mark.
All right. As you heard that, we, for the second time, honked the horn three times.
Yeah, if it starts blinking red, yeah, you know there's something going on.
So the light that we see is definitely another crossing. You can see that there's tail lights passing. So it's obviously to an active road, probably, would you say 182? It's probably 182.
No, 182 is that way.
Robbie, are you recording? Come on up here. Hey, Rob.
I was here. Kella, here's my keys. Who's going to stay close to the vehicle?
I'm staying right here.
That way, if a train comes, we can move our vehicle off the tracks. All right, so the paranormal team is out here, and they have this laser light, and the laser light is designed to, so there's something invisible, but blocking the lasers, you can actually see its shadow. And so we were walking in the direction of this supposed lantern that's supposed to be more or less swinging from side to side, looking for any type of aberrations from the laser lights. Pretty cool equipment that the paranormal team carries with them. Kelly just reported a 6-degree temperature drop. So Kelly is at the vehicle, and we're probably about 50 feet from the vehicle. And he's pointing the laser beam temperature gauge at us. And where we are standing, he's reporting another 4-degree temperature drop. As I was mentioning a few minutes ago, the legend is that this place is haunted by a lady who committed suicide out of depression because her husband had died in the war. So she came out here to take her own life. And since then, it's haunted these tracks. And people would come to these railroad tracks and see a lantern swinging from side to side. And through the years, it's harder to see this lantern. So people will pull up with their vehicles, stop on the track, honk their horn 3 times, and the lantern would then appear out of nowhere, swing from left to right across the tracks as you're looking to the right side of the tracks.
These tracks are active, but you can see that rust is rubbed off where the
train comes through.
Well, dude, I mean,
and
the car's coming through that way.
But
you can see that light
so far, there, none of the readings are tripping the meters for electrical impulses, which apparently ghosts can do that. They carry energy, and the energy trips are readings. We have yet to also receive any aberrations from the laser light.
We got to find a spot where the electricity stops.
We have still yet to see a lantern swing from side to side, nor have we had any plausible evidence to prove
no shadows, no
that there's anything out here.
Other than a massive temperature drop.
There was a temperature drop, but it is fall, so that's could be, and it's getting later into the evening. So that has, at this point, lacked substantial evidence.
Okay, in the past, right about where they're at now
is where the lantern would be. Have you ever seen such lantern?
Yes, I've seen the lantern.
All right, so
I have actually seen shadows running back and forth.
Now, how long ago was this?
It's been the better part of, I'm going to say, 15 years.
15 years. I was just telling them that it had to have been 98 or 99 when the last time I was out here.
And shortly after that is our the last time that our crew, you know, me and Ray Ray and JR and all of us was out here.
Right. And tell us what happened that time that you actually seen the lantern swing.
We pulled up as we did the night, crossed the tracks, turned the vehicle off, blowed the horn, kind of not expecting anything, but wanting to see everything. We all exited the vehicle. And, you know, smoking our cigarettes, we know whatever we was doing at the time, which no drugs involved, I can promise you.
Little alcohol, but no drugs. Right?
No, okay. No alcohol.
No alcohol, okay.
Yeah. We were all straight riders back
from
then.
From the time that you beat the horn to the time you saw this, how long was that? Did it?
Well, you're talking 15 years ago, so it'd actually be a really rough estimate. Maybe 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, so it took that long, 15 or 20 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like we're just going to sit around and wait forever. Of course, it was a lot later in the night.
Okay, so we've been here about 10. We hadn't even been here 15 or 20 minutes. So,
but we sat out here and we seen the
and you
the
said you even had things.
Now.
You said you even had things thrown at you?
We actually was sitting in the car one night, and a good buddy of ours used to mark all of his Dr. Pepper caps. Because he was kind of a germaphobe and didn't want to drink after us.
Right.
So that way he could pick up his Dr. Pepper and know it was his. Of course, we all drank Dr. Pepper. And when he finished his Dr. Pepper, it was a non-winner. That's back when you win a free Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
So he just took and chunked it out the window. and we're still sitting out here, and we're smoking Black and Mild. And we hear something kind of wing back in and land in my car. So we kick the lights on and looking around. He picks it up, and it's the Dr. Pepper cap he just threw out.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was very, very... It was unnerving.
Did y'all try it again? Did you throw it out again and see if it came back in the car?
No, we kind of just left at that point.
Yeah. So that spooked you. You guys were out of here, right?
Yeah. We was nowhere near paranormal investigators or ghost hunters or nothing at that point. We was looking for a cheap thrill.
Yeah.
We got our cheap thrill, and we
y'all were out of here, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, what's spooky about an encounter? Do you think that a lantern swinging or throwing a Dr. Pepper cap at you, is that, I know it's spooky because it's what made it, because it's the unexplainable.
The unexpected.
But there's no harm in that. There's no.
No. Well, the lantern swinging, yeah, we can sit here all night and watch it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a problem. You see it after a few minutes, you're like, woohoo, we seen it. The Dr. Pepper cap being thrown back in.
Yeah. That's
a little bit more than we was bargaining for. There was a separate occasion that we was out here that we were all just hanging around my car, just watching. We seen the lantern light go a couple times. So, you know, we thought that was cool. We just kind of hung out a little bit longer. And then we seen actual shadows jumping back and forth across the railroad track.
When it all goes down.
Okay. Because I'm over here hitting buttons and that never works well.
You're engineering with Rob here.
Well, I had to go jump back and play some scary music. Although, sorry, I'm adjusting the volume as I go to. I just can't stop. There's controls in front of me, and I want to play with them. just give me like a, make me like a little board, like
that don't actually do anything.
Yeah, just like a fake board with knobs and buttons, and just let me like, you know, the little kids pretend they're driving. They got the little toy steering wheel.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's what I need for the podcast.
as like when I
a little squeaky horn, the shameless promotion bill.
When my kids were little and they didn't know the difference, they wanted to play the video game. I'll just hand them a controller that wasn't plugged up to anything. I was like, here, your turn to play. And I'm like secretly over there controlling.
I've actually done that with Mortal Kombat, not knowing that it's on like autoplay, like going through and showing you the different stuff. And I was like, wow, I'm doing really good. And I'm slightly intoxicated. But anyway, okay, so check this out. I got to tell you this, Robbie. Full disclosure to our listeners, by the way. The intro that you heard at the beginning was recorded yesterday, and we talked about the trailer. Well, this morning, I get in my car to go to work, and I turn on the Talk is Jericho podcast. Everybody knows I'm a big fangirl for Jericho. And guess what he's talking about?
Star Wars.
He's talking about the Star Wars trailer. He starts talking about fan theories, and I gotta hit a couple that was pretty crazy ones. And I don't know where he got these from, but I don't know if people emailed him this, or I don't know. But one fan theory is that Luke has found his lightsaber, and his lightsaber was originally Darth Vader's. You
right.
Obi-Wan said, well, Obi-Wan, this was your father's.
Yep.
Well, supposedly, within that lightsaber, there's a mechanism that unlocks an ancient Sith tomb, and Kylo Ren is trying to find Luke so he can get that saber from him to go raid this Sith tomb for artifacts.
Oh.
I don't know. Somebody just made that up, but it sounds pretty freaking cool to me.
It does.
I'll
buy it.
The other one was that Luke was in a self-imposed exile, I guess, with R2-D2. Like, they're just hanging out. Well, like, basically, like, he's gone, like, Ben Kenobi.
Right.
Notice I said Ben, you know, because he was in exile.
Of course.
And the other thing, I don't think I mentioned this in the intro, and if I did, just edit one of them out, I guess. But one of the fan theories about the cloning of Vader that I forgot to mention really caught my eye, because I always wondered what this little piece in Return of the Jedi was about. It may have been Empire, but I'm almost positive it was Jedi. I haven't watched them in a really long time, but there's this one little small scene where you see Darth Vader on, like in this little like bubble chamber, and it, like, he's got his helmet off, and like you can see like his brain or whatever, his Humpty Dumpty head protruding out, and like it's opening up this pod and like putting his helmet back on. And I just wrote it off as like that's like his little like regeneration cleaning station, recharging or whatever.
Right.
Like he's got his iPhone charger in there and his docking station for his respirator and stuff. He's got all his Bluetooth stuff in there. Or Sith tooth, huh?
Nice. So
that could be a thing.
Yeah.
Just saying. Call me Abrams. We work something out. Anyway, they're saying that Kylo Ren saying that we're going to continue on your plan. We're going to continue on the path. Was that he was in that regeneration chamber trying to start the process of him being cloned and like transferring his essence through technology and through the dark side of the Force into a new body. And that makes sense because, I mean, he's all messed up. Like, you know,
right.
He's having to rely on life support, basically.
Yeah, and he didn't have any limbs.
So it would make sense that he would want, well, he's got one human hand, I guess. But he would want to be in a better body, I guess.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. The cloning of Vader rumor is really, like, stacking up a lot.
You know, as I mentioned before, too, is, like, the fact that everybody's wondering and no one really knows which story path they're taking. And in the method in which they revealed the teaser trailer and the trailer, it still has people wondering even more. I think, I mean, kudos to
and
to
another thing I love about this
is pretty.
Abrams is sort of like, for you Whovians out there, what's rule number one? Rule number one is the doctor lies. And so does Abrams. He's a big fat liar. And I think that's cool because he'll be like, nah, Luke's a good guy in this one. And then you might go to the theater and he's like, you know, literally cosplaying Vader, killing like Jedi's and stuff.
Well, you know, even when back in the days, it wasn't a great big hype because nobody really knew much about it. But I think his name is Ken Watanabe, who did Ra's al Ghul in Batman Begins. But he wasn't Ra's. He was playing Ra's. They wanted to keep that such a tight lip, you know, for the sake of not having any spoilers, that he gave interviews because it's already announced that he was playing Ra's as if he was playing Ra's the whole movie, just to keep that moment when you find out that he's not Ra's al Ghul.
Hey, if you know what song this is or what movie this is from, email us at killpopculture69@gmail.com and tell us your fan theories. Tell us which ones
yes,
you think
we
are stupid.
Know your
the ones you've
theories.
Heard, you know, or the ones you think would be cool, the ones you think are kind of like, nah, that's not going to happen. Or tell us what we're wrong about, because it has been a while since I've seen those three, and I really need, I have this like Star Wars whole thing planned out in my head on how I'm going to do. Before we go watch the new movie, I'm going to watch watch 1 through 6.
I've already started, and Brenya, I put on a New Hope yesterday. I was like, I'm watching this.
Oh, that reminds me of another fan theory that they're actually trying to reclone Jar Jar Binks and bring him back. That'd be awesome, right? Like, nobody would have a problem with that, would they? Nobody would leave the theater disappointed in that. It's like, we could have got Darth Maul back, we could have got Vader back, but I guess that's such a sensitive subject, like, nobody's even laughing about that.
Well, the reason
it's like, man, that's not cool. It's too soon. We're not over Jar Jar.
The reason I'm, like, stunned with silence there, because, buddy, like,
don't even joke about that, man.
You better be lucky I'm not Deadpool right now.
Yeah.
Pow.
That was awesome. Yes, I'm kidding, by the way. Sarcasm is a language I speak fluently.
Very fluent.
Before we jump off here, for sure,
Next week, we got to tell
Ever since I started this podcast, I've been looking forward to this.
Well, you got to also remember, we are going to post an episode. However, to get the live-ish footage that we're going to be posting throughout the evening, you have to go to SoundCloud.
SoundCloud.com/killpopculture. And I'm glad you said that, because I want to make sure people know the difference. And there's a couple of reasons we had to do it this way. One is because we are doing it live.
There is an app for that.
And two, bandwidth allocation issues. And I had to buy like this little internet box just to have internet out there. And the reason Rob says live-ish, because it's not going to be like spot on live. It's going to be a little bit of a delay.
The internet's just not strong enough for live
yeah.
out there.
Well, yeah, most old World War II bomb factories don't come equipped with like the best like Wi-Fi capabilities, so we're having to kind of straight talk it a little bit.
But it's going to be amazing. If you haven't noticed, that's what this whole month has been building up to. Is this?
This is what my whole life has been building up to.
Your whole life to
Let's
this.
Let's don't
point.
Downplay it, Robbie.
If you
my
been
whole
listening,
life has led me to here.
If you listen to the whole month of paranormal themed shows. It's been building up to this moment, so you don't want to miss this next episode. And Friday night, you definitely want to hang tight to your SoundCloud. And, I mean, if nothing else, you know, here's the skeptic speaking, but if you want a cool laugh, I mean, this past weekend, I laughed so hard the whole time. I had such a great time, and I'm a skeptic. It was professionally done, no doubt. But it was really fun. We didn't catch anything, but it was fun.
We weren't fishing.
They said it's light fishing.
Well, sometimes here's the thing. I was talking to...
Yeah, sometimes you throw lure out, you know.
I was talking on the way home.
Sometimes you throw the paranormal lube out, and it doesn't work.
Where's the... Oh.
It still gets dry.
Oh, the shameless promotion bill had a cord wrapped around it. I'm gonna start shamelessly promoting paranormal lube. Check this out, though. On the way home, I was talking to everybody from the Deep South Paranormal Society, and I asked them straight up. I was like all the places you've been, and I got them to name off like the places they've been the furthest to investigate and all the different places they've gone. I said, what's the one place you've ever been to that had the most just in your face like paranormal activity? And hands down, like they all said at the same time, the bomb factory that we're going to be at Friday night. And another thing to kind of get you ready for this, and I'll post it online, there's a show called My Ghost Story. And season 2, episode 8, you can find it online, paranormaldocs.com. That episode's called The Presence. The first, like, it's a 45-minute episode, but the first segment of that episode is all about the place that we're going to be. And the cool thing about this, Robbie, Mr. Skeptic, one of the ladies is from WCBI, the news station in Columbus. She was out there, and she was a total skeptic. She just thought, was like, nah, I'm having to go. She was, like, almost irritated she was having to go cover this, you know, do the news for this.
Right.
Well, she left there not only a believer, but with a big scratch down her back that appeared out of nowhere. So, and she's like, never, like, I'm
somebody
never
got fresh with her.
Yeah, if you want to call it that. But you need to watch it. It's really cool. It's really freaky too. It's like,
yeah, I'll check that out.
I'll put a link on, and I'll play it for you when we go off the air. But I'll put a link on for our listeners so they can watch it. So anyway, we got a lot of cool stuff coming up Friday night. I can't wait. It's going to be really cool. Really 2 days cool. from now.
2 days.
2 days from right now, we are going to be there all night long. And don't forget also, when you go to SoundCloud, we're going to start about 8 o'clock, but we're going to upload different segments. And there'll probably be, I don't know, 3, 4, or 5, I don't know how many segments. But it's going to be full of like little investigations, and there's different spots out there you go to. There's like a big west tunnel you go to, and then there's this other section, and we're going to have like our office set up monitoring like infrared cameras. And it's going to be really cool. Like, I mean, we're going to be describing everything to you as it happens. I'll do some interpretive like dancing and stuff like that. And Rob will tell you all about that.
Absolutely.
So anyway,
this has been a cool episode.
This is going to be a cool episode because it's recorded in like 4 different parts. I hope I don't say the same thing over too much.
That's when they pay me the...
Speaking of paying me...
The big bucks.
We're looking for another sponsor right now for the show, mostly because we're about to run out of bandwidth. I'm just being honest. So we gotta give them some more money. So we're gonna beg for more money.
Yeah.
We're only gonna take on like one or two more sponsors, as I say in the commercial that we do on here. But with that, we gotta free up some space. I'm not gonna delete any like
old episodes,
but the Comic-Con special, you might want to go download it if you're sentimental and want to save it for some reason. Like, if you want like a piece of kill pop culture that's not going to be out there much longer.
It's gluten free, so
the
gluten free
episode is going to go. Episode 0, it's probably going to be gone. We're going to have to, like, you know, really tighten up on our inventory to keep all those old episodes out there. But and the we really is, appreciate you guys going back and listening.
And
to the old
potential
ones.
Sponsors, I want to also add this, is our listener base is growing every single day. So your message in your commercial, which will be played roughly for about 12 months every episode, is very well
and
worth
our,
your dollar. I promise you that.
Our advertising rates are really good. Pay no attention to the fact that I restarted the music, Robbie.
Dang it.
We have a good deal going. You need to hit private messages, killpopculture69@gmail.com, and we'll tell you all about it.
Yeah, amazing deal.
All right, well, hey, we'll see you guys Friday night, or you'll hear us guys Friday night. Send us emails, man. Tell us, like, send us some of your ghost stories or, like, weird things that ever happened with you.
We've gotten
we'll
a lot
read
of
them
email,
on the, we'll
but we haven't got a ghost story yet. We've gotten a lot of email,
story.
But no one sent me their ghost story.
Send us your favorite horror movie, and we'll talk about it. I'm going to talk about some horror movies, too. I'm a big Pumpkinhead fan. What about you?
I am.
And I finally got my director's cut DVD in the mail.
One of the representatives of the Deep South Paranormal Society has also said, email us some questions you want us to ask spirits or ghosts. And that's something that we'll address.
Interview the ghost?
Yeah. Interview the vampire.
Okay.
I mean, the ghost. Yeah.
You're no Tom Cruise. Pretty close,
personally,
though.
We'll give them options that we never had.
So, this is,
Rob.
Mark. This is the hardest part, letting go. The hardest part is letting go. But we'll see you in 2 days.
Two days.
Send us emails. Tell your friends about us.
Hang in there.
This is Kill Pop Culture.
Love you.
We got to ride off into the moonlight.
Kaboom.
Love you. Bye.